morning. 10:13 a.m. 10:13 a.m. on August the 6th, 2014. Yeah, I'm late today. I slept in. I slept into the hour where I normally walk. So it was like 7:30 before I crawled out of bed. Yeah, 16:54, 17 minutes on the first mile. But had some good tunes. It's not terribly warm, although when I get out into the sun, out of the shade, it's sun has a bit of bite to it. But 72 when I left the house, it was a little breeze. It's not terribly hot. It's only gonna get hotter. It's still only supposed to be in the middle 80s today. At the rate the temperature's climbing, it'll probably be in the middle 80s by the time I get back. I really need to mow the backyard today too. I don't think that's gonna happen. Need to get some more words in. The issue is that I'm kind of flailing. It's like, okay, how does this all work? How does this fly? And the answer is I really don't know. So I'm just, you know, sitting there looking at it, not really writing much. Like, what comes next? I think one of the problems is that what comes next isn't what comes next. It's what comes next has happened, what happened before. Because what I've got is, really what I've got is the ending. Or part of the ending. It's not the entire ending. What I need to do is go back to the beginning. Something that I said yesterday. What does Otto want? Otto wants his daughter to stay because she's his last link to his wife. But it's not clear from what I've written so far that that's what's going on. So what I need to do is establish that. See if we can't get that ironed out and moving. Good morning. I should have a water bottle. That would have been smart with me to bring a water bottle. One of the reports that I get out of Endomondo is how much hydration. The other day it was like a liter and a half. Yesterday it was 0.2 liters. I'm not sure quite how they figure it. Although, I have to say, thinking about it right now, having some water would be quite nice. I suppose if I'm going to walk this late in the day, that's what I should do, is bring some water with me. But so today's the 6th. Tomorrow will be a week since I started doing the walk again. My legs are still complaining. They loosen up as the day goes on, but when I get up in the morning, they're really tight. And in the evening, I feel them going up and down stairs, so it's not time to start the metronome yet. And I have been enjoying the tunes. I'm not getting the same kind of workout, but I don't think I would survive the same kind of workout. I have to sort of take this a bit easy. So yeah, Otto has something. Otto wants something. And he has to decide what he's going to do about that. He also has to decide what he's going to do about the husband. And how did he manage to overlook the guy's violence? Or did he? I have some words that I wrote on another version. I may revisit the idea, I may rewrite them for this iteration. So we're one of the rare instances where I actually sat down and watched television with my wife. Yesterday, I think. Probably the day before. But she's really hooked on Home and Garden TV with the home improvement, and her big fetish these days is Love It or List It. Or a family with house problems. Gets their house redone, they have to put up the cash for it. Or they also get a real estate agent who will try to find them the home of their dreams. And at the end of the show, once they've seen what the interior designer can do, and usually it's a $60,000, $70,000 renovation to the inside of that existing home, they are asked to love it, that is, stay in the house that they're in, or list it, put their house for sale and buy the new one. And almost all of them choose to love it. Most all of them stay. I can certainly understand why. The dread of trying to move after 20-something years in this house is enough to make me think, no, I'm not ready to move. Monk post. But there's commercials that come on every once in a while. One of them is a new Clear Eyes ad. And the Clear Eyes spokesman used to be Ben Stein, and it was somewhat humorous. It was Ben Stein being Ben Stein. And the new one has Vanessa Williams. And we're sitting there looking at her like, who is that woman? We know her. Who is that? Couldn't think about it because I looked up my phone. First Google search turned it up. And she said, yes, that's exactly who it is. And then, I think three commercials later was a Maytag commercial. And the guy on the Maytag commercial, he looks sort of like Mike Rowe from, what was the show? Dirty Work? Something. He's a spokesman for Ford now. So it didn't surprise me that he might be also a spokesman for Maytag, but it wasn't. It was Colin Ferguson, who was the sheriff in Eureka. And she looked at me like, how did you find that? And it's like, oh, it's, Google. Yes, but what did you search? Maytag ad actor. Popped right up, first hit. She shook her head. What else would you search for? And I guess the answer is, she's a cataloger. She's got this idea of controlled vocabulary. Or to find something, you have to find the right keyword because it's keyword oriented. And that's not the world of search anymore. There's still a certain amount of keywords, but the reality is, no, it's not search. So the question is, what would be the words that would be on a page that talked about the new actor in a Maytag ad or in a Clear Eyes ad? And the answer would be, of course, Clear Eyes ad actress. Clear Eyes ad actor. Maytag ad actor. It's so logical to me. It just occasionally boggles me that it's apparently somehow arcane to people. Bring up SEO. Keywords. Search engine optimization. I keep getting these solicitations from online social media marketers and SEO experts who go through my website and give me a rundown on what's wrong with it. And then mostly teaser, motherhood, apple pie stuff, because I don't have a clear call to action. I don't have a specific landing page. I don't have 17 keywords. We can help you find better keywords to make your searches show up higher in Google rankings. And clearly these are people who do not understand SEO as it relates to the fictional author. The reality of search as it relates to an author. Nonfiction authors have it easy. I've said that. Nonfiction authors laugh at me, but nonfiction authors have it easy because they can use the web to establish expertise. They can use the web to establish subject matter themselves as subject matter experts. And so when people are looking for that expertise, they will search the web looking for that expertise. They will search the web looking for that information, and they will find these people, and that's wonderful. But when people look for books, they don't go on to Google to look for science fiction. Because if you go and you look at science fiction, you look at space opera even, the listings are monstrous. They're ridiculously deep, and they are all media companies. They're all, for the most part, media companies of some sort or another, publishers, movies, occasional review site, IMDb. Is it Rotten Tomatoes? And when you think about it, that's really not how, and I've probably talked about this before, that's not really how people look for books. If you're a Kindle owner and you're looking for a book, you go to Kindle, you go to Amazon, and look for a book. Now, you may know a book already, in which case you'll type in the title or the author, and in URL Amazon, and it'll take you right to their books. If you go into search and you type my name, with or without quotes, probably, unless you happen to live in the same town as one of the other Nathan Lowells, probably my name is going to show up first. So these people who are trying to convince me that they can help my searches show up higher are missing the boat because I'm already number one. And there is no other search in search that makes any sense whatsoever. Maybe Ishmael Huang. But I'd be willing to bet I'm number one for Ishmael Huang as well. I haven't actually looked. I know I'm number one for Solar Clipper. Nobody else does Solar Clipper. Solar Sail? No, not number one. I suspect NASA would be number one. Might be number two. I haven't looked lately. So this idea that if you're a fiction author, you have to worry about SEO. You do. The only thing you have to worry about is your name. Because if people know your name, or they know one of your titles, they can find your name. Then they want to know what else you've written. They might look to see if you've got a website. More likely, they're going to go onto their vendor of choice, whether it's Kobo or Barnes & Noble or Amazon, and look to see if you've got any books there. Any stories there that they can buy, that they can read. That's the nature of the beast. That's how it works. You don't look for mangoes at the hardware store. And while there are probably people who do use Google to search for books, these are probably the people who are also frustrated because they can't ever find anything to read. Because search is just useless. I haven't quite tumbled to the idea that what they really need to do is go to the store that has books in it. Yeah, well. So I had another one last night. 34.48. Ooh, almost 18 minutes on the second half. I definitely slowed down, but I'm definitely working up a sweat, and my feet are telling, my legs are telling me, no, that's fast enough. So, Endomondo's notice should be a clue that I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.